Justices Barbara Pariente, Peggy Quince, and R. Fred Lewis will all turn 70 during the next gubernatorial term, and that means they must all hang up their robes the day the new governor is inaugurated. Inauguration Day briefly has two governors, the outgoing and the incoming, and the Constitution says nothing about who gets the appointment power.
We have a problem.
Republican Senator Tom Lee of the Tampa area says appointments by one governor could trigger lawsuits that cloud the validity of any decisions that the new justices make. So he filed a bill that gives the appointment power to the outgoing governor. It'll be Rick Scott if he wins election this year, or the Democrat who defeats him. Whoever, Lee told the Senate.
We are headed for a serious constitutional question as these Supreme Court justices roll off.
The bill creates a constitutional amendment that the voters would have to approve, and it passed 26-14 in the Republican-controlled Senate. Democratic opponents said the timing issue isn't a real problem because new governors routinely make appointments before they are actually sworn in. And Democrat Darren Soto of Orlando said it ignores the wishes of state voters.
An incoming governor, one that was just elected, one that is closest to the people, is the one that should make these appointments.
The Supreme Court is the rock upon which many Republican initiatives have crashed over the years. Clearly, the bill would give Governor Rick Scott the power to fashion a long-lasting court of his dreams, either to benefit a Republican successor or to bedevil a Democrat coming into office. There's no companion bill in the House, but House Speaker Will Weatherford says Lee's bill is under review. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.